This podcast is brought to you by SaneDrive.com.
Hello everyone, today I will be talking about cinema therapy, and I want to speak about exploring the power in cinema, because cinema can be a very powerful transformative catalyst that can help in calming nerves down. Just as the name implies, cinema therapy is simply defined as an expressive form of therapy, and it's a sensory-based therapy that uses movies, TV shows, some episodes, some videos, animations as therapeutic tools for growth and healing, as well as calming nerves down and modulating your emotions. So because creating and watching a film often can speak directly to your soul, it has been used in different ways to help neural functioning. And this involves modulating different episodes or sometimes mimicking a cinema scenario and helping out in different situations as the case may be. Neuroscientists believe that the human brain is wired to connect with and also be activated by cinema. And that is what you see. So there are some leading researchers that have studied the neuroscience of cinema, and they were able to do this through this emerging field of neurocinematics, and they found that when groups of people view evocative or well-directed cinema together, they become collectively engaged through a particular phenomenon known as neural synchrony. Those people that, for example, when we go to a cinema, we sit to watch a particular movie together. At that point, there's a phenomenon that is going on because all of us are engaged with the same cinema. There is this neural synchrony between everyone that is seated in that room, especially when they are deeply engaged in the movie. They were able to use neuroimaging to study some of the activation of these neurons in specific areas of the brain and the pattern of the wave of all the people that watched the movie as subject in that research. And they discovered that there was actually encoding that was synchronized. So the multisensory and multi-layered and complexity of cinema provides all viewers with an experience that eventually evolves over time and grabs their attention, trigger a sequence of perceptual and cognitive emotional process, because you are engrossed in the process, and so everyone is synchronized and we move together in that harmony. Most of us go for popcorn cinema. We get to watch movies in the dark room and we're engrossed, and then when we are done, we get out and we go to the house. But there is something that scientists have been able to discover, and so many therapists are doing this today. This is just my own way of getting us involved, that okay, you can get your neurons calmed, or maybe after going through a series of stress, we all go through different stress per day or even per week or per month, or when your body really states to you that no, I need a break, I need something to help myself at this point. When you help your brain, you help every other part of the body, because the brain in most cases communicates with every other part of the body, and it's one way or the other contributes to the well-being of those other parts of the body. Movies, as we all know, can have one or two effects on the psyche. Although, when choosing movie, I will still speak to that, you have to be careful, because so you don't get your situation more complicated by watching a movie that will even add up to you the stress that is on ground. Maybe provocative movies, action or war movies, or some other thing. If that is what you need at that time, you can go for it. I would still talk about what type of movie you need per situation. I mean, what situation warrants what type of movie, in my own opinion, but you can still read up and get more information about the cinema therapy. It helps a lot, and it's a good thing. You can even speak to a therapist or a counselor to give you more details about it. I'm just trying to put it in a simple way that we can all familiarize ourselves with. Though a counselor can help you, or maybe through your own self-discretion, you will be able to know what movie will speak to a particular situation that you are in. Like I said, if you watch a violent movie, it can re-traumatize you. It can put you in a more stressed condition. And so even though movie is a powerful tool that can also be used to our advantage, it also has its own detrimental function if not properly used. So it is important to choose the appropriate film and follow the cinema therapy guidelines, which I'm going to state shortly. So what is the theory behind this cinema? Our unconsciousness communicating contents to our conscious mind. There is usually a symbolic image that is attached to this. So we become aware of this communication through some active imaginations. And these active imaginations stand as windows to our unconscious person. This window in the unconscious person converts the invisible form of the unconscious into images that are then perceived in our conscious mind. So since films are consecutive images that they come and we have different scenes showing, there is usually a feeling of touch by the scenes as they pass. And sometimes it could be pleasant, sometimes it could be unpleasant. Showing different scenes symbolically reflects relevant unconscious materials. Films can help resolve neurotic conflicts in our unconscious persona, also in our conscious persona, and this can help to learn more about who we really are as an authentic human being. And engaging in all this activity further strengthens the communication between the neurons, because there is transduction per time, especially for this synchrony. There's a harmonized communication that is going somewhere. On another hand, when you watch a movie that's made you have negative reactions, or you had a negative reaction to a movie, maybe a scene or a character, this will illuminate a shadow, like a shadow figure, a shadow material, and you can get inspired. You can learn to respond to life's challenges and some changes more successfully from a more present and authentic inner place, instead of reacting from an old dysfunctional emotional and behavioral pattern. So there is already a platform that has been raised, or a foundation that has been raised as a result of what you have learned from this unconscious image that you have created. And it's when you are faced with something that is mimicking such a thing, you already have a first-hand attack, or you have a first-hand information, or you have a first-hand reaction that you pose to it from your new authentic inner place, rather than the old dysfunctional or emotionally stressed pattern. Okay, so for cinema therapy to work, there are certain things that need to be done. You can, for example, therapists will prescribe a particular film to you based on the information you give to them, based on your understanding of what you're really going through. They'll pitch or they put forth or suggest a movie to you, and they will suggest some other things that you are going to align with depending on what your situation is. But if it is just calming your nerves down, if it is just for you to get over some emotional stress, you can just get a movie or a cinema mimic status in your own home. Because watching in the home stands as a bridge between the therapy and life reality. So when you watch it at home, when you create the cinema, when you mimic a cinema status in your home, and you watch thereafter, you get to your own reality. For example, you go to cinema, it's just as if you are trying to run away from your problem. When you are coming back, it's as if you are coming back to the problem. So, but when you are at home, well inside the problem, and you try to watch the cinema, you get yourself involved in it. You have engrossed yourself, yourself and the problem are together watching whatever it is that you are watching, and you are with it. So there is no change in perception. The psyche that was modulated is still there. And so there is nothing like, I just want to get away from this thing. You are still there with it at that point in time. So I think that's the best way I could explain what I meant by watching at home being a bridge between the real life situation and the therapy itself. Let me just give a brief thing about the guidelines in choosing the film or movie that you want, because this is the most important aspect of cinema therapy. You can get a therapist. There are a lot of therapists that do this. There are counselors that could help, aside therapy, that could give you some psychotherapy to help your brain function, to help whatever is down in your psyche. For you to do cinema therapy by yourself, if you feel you can do it yourself, you can start by watching a film that you already know that speaks to the problem that you feel you have. Okay, for example, I'm stressed out, I'm just down, I don't just know why, I just feel discouraged about the whole situation in my life. You can get something that can boost your morale. Okay, maybe a particular movie, there was an improvement in the person's life, person struggled and got to. So that's one. For you to get this movie, because this is very key, you have to follow some guidelines. For example, in choosing film, you may want to consider some very key things. If you are obsessed over something and you just want to get a little vacation from your troubles, you feel you want to get something and you're not getting it and you feel downgraded, or there's something that is really, really stressing your brain or worrying your brain, like we all say, get a funny movie. Laughter works as medicine. Ask me how. So this is how it works. Scientifically, laughter can decrease the stress hormone. It can increase the activity of your immune system. I mean, the natural killer cells, the immunoglobulin A, the gamma itself, and as well as the T lymphocytes, the T cells. So it can help the health. Whatever affects your brain has a way of trickling down every other part of the body. So when you help your brain, you're helping your entire body. You're helping yourself. So when you're obsessed over something, when you're worried, you feel your brain is really, really worried about something, get a funny movie, laugh over it. It's going to help your brain. And it's not just about that you're trying to escape from a problem. After you're done laughing, it will still come back. Fine, it might look like that, but it will help you to approach with a solution. You might not be seeing that problem or that worry from a different perspective, with a less emotional involvement, and you have a fresh and a more creative perspective. So if you're feeling good already and you would like to enhance your sense of well-being, view a film that will make you laugh, and that will ease your nerves. I mean, calm your nerves down, and then you'll be able to see things in a better perspective, and so you can push forward. We move on to the next scenario. Sometimes you just need to cry, because scientists fact has proven it, that in our tears there are certain natural opiates, though they also serve as neurotransmitter, like the leucine, encephalin, and the moment they are released in tears, they help to relieve pain. So sometimes you are so pained, and you just need that pain to go. You might need to really cry, and crying will help to relieve that pain. You just feel the burden is lifted. So aside the encephalin, you also have prolactin, which is also released as a result of, in response to stress, especially when pain is involved. Most times you need to release this emotion pain substances. Why? Because if you don't, they'll be channeled into other circuits, as other stress-related disorders. When we put our life activities side by side with some of the disorders that we have, we see that majority of them are coming from what our brain is engaged in. Get yourself into good laughter. Just be happy. When these substances are not released, especially when you are in very great pain, it is channeled into other stress-related disorders like colitis. Sometimes you experience something that becomes so overwhelming and tears will hardly even come out. You really want to cry, but the tear is not coming. And you know that if you can just cry, if you can just get yourself to cry, this thing is just going to calm down. And there are situations that really, really need that. You just need to get a privacy, have a good cry, if there is anything like that. And there will just be this emotional release, and that is just what you need. In this kind of situation, you need to get something that can stimulate your cry. You need to get a movie that will help you to cry, that will stimulate cry, maybe something that has tragedy. You just need that thing to push you into the state of cry. And when you start that cry, it seems as if you've been waiting for it for a long time. You watch that movie that stimulates you to cry, you cry, you release the emotion, and you may get a new perspective, an emotional healing, a new thinking, an upgraded self. So I move on to another scenario, which is that you need hope and encouragement. You're just down, you just feel nothing is good around. And so in this kind of situation, especially this no hopelessness and discouragement, in most cases is one of the major things that leads to suicide. You're just in this situation, get yourself together. At this point, there is actually no single film that can make you feel good about yourself. There's no film that will tell you are bright, you are great, you are this, you can make it. But if you feel temporarily helpless and you're discouraged, movies that begin in despair and end in triumph can increase your hope. It can give you that shadow image in your unconsciousness, bringing it back to your consciousness, and then it helps to build that image. If I am like this today, I can actually be like this tomorrow. I just need to push through. I just need to do a little more. And if you can identify with the character trapped in their circumstances and share their disappointment as well as unsteady steps towards liberation, you may just find reason for optimism in your own situation, and you can gain courage to do what is necessary to change your situation. So that is another scenario. So the last scenario I'll be talking about is when you have a negative belief about yourself or about other people, and then you don't just know where you are or what center you stand. Sometimes you just see yourself as always on the negative side. So you need help to recall some of the discounted resources that you have, and you need to become aware again of some opportunities that you have for those resources to be applied. I will put it forth this way. Allow yourself to identify with film characters that have their ups and downs. So you have to get a movie that has all those type of scenario. Identify with the characters that had their ups and downs, and then do almost as they did in the movie. How did they find the solution to their problems? Through what skills did they get that solution? Even sometimes some of the skills that was acted in the movie, you have them. So you seeing how they were able to channel those opportunities that they have and make something good out of it may also help boost your morale. And so there is usually a shift in your perspective as you watch. So when you recognize and you appropriate resources from your own repertoire, attaching it to a particular scene in your own real life, it will help you to integrate your real, let me put it, R-E-E-L, your real life, which is in the subconsciousness, into your own real life scenario. So when you reflect on these movies, you can bring this into full use. You can bring this aspect into full use in cinematherapy by having a reflection after the movie, because this is very essential. You will have to sit, have a reflection about how the characters played it. It can be by yourself, it can be with your friend, it can be with a therapist or a counselor, and you're able to ask those questions, and these questions have to be evocative. If the film had a unique message for you, does it? Yes. What new ideas, what new behaviors, what did I learn, what has this film really brought to my doorstep? You can discuss this with yourself or with a friend or with a therapist. What other film can help you to make this better so you can continue with it and create a range? I think I'll just stop on this first scenario. I will drop a link for film recommendation that I got online from some cinema therapist that has been able to work with a couple of people in different situations of life, and they have a repository where they put some of this film, and maybe the link there is not from me, it's from the people that have been able to align some of these movies based on your condition. You will see it there. If you're going through lost hope, if you're going through depression, if you're disappointed, you have a failed relationship, you have different section, you will see it there and you can get it.
Okay, so if you have any question or you have something to add up to what I have stated so we can all learn, you can drop it as a comment in the comment section. So if it is a question, something I have answers to, I can always prefer, and if there are other people that have answers to it, they will definitely put an answer through to you. Thank you.